problems with improperly tightened suspension bolts and faulty airbags. Neither issue resulted in any accidents or injuries. Fox News, we report, you decide.
And now with your latest up-to-date forecast, here's Steve Pelletieri's Eye on Weather, exclusively on WVOX Worldwide.
A better weather forecast for your Thursday. The frontal system has moved through. The heavy rains will move away from the area. High temperatures have reached after midnight. Daytime highs starting out in the 50s will fall back through the 40s on gusty west-northwest winds. Some of those gusts up to 50 miles per hour as skies clear today. For tonight, partly cloudy and breezy. Overnight lows in the upper 20s. It'll be partial sunshine on Friday. A windy and cold day with a chance of some snow showers and our highs in the mid-30s. And then on Saturday, back to partial sunshine. Lower 30s is a chance of some light snow on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Steve Pelletieri for WVOX Worldwide, WVIP HD.
From the historic city of New Rochelle, home of Bill Mullen, Dudley's Parkview Restaurant, the New Rochelle Opera, and the Soundshore Medical Center of Westchester, the great and growing hospital for you and yours. Thank you for joining us on 1460 WVOX, America's great community radio station where many different voices are heard in the land. Opinions expressed on our community and open line programs are not necessarily those of the station, its management, or sponsors. As always, we're privileged to amplify the voice of the people here on Vox Populi 1460 and worldwide at WVOX.com for you and yours.
This is America's great community radio station.
Really seems to be in touch with the heartbeat of the city.
AM 1460 WVOX.
WVOX.
Good morning and welcome to Environmentally Sound. I am Bob Lebensold, your host for the series on the natural world, education, and culture, and chronicler of the demise of Homo sapiens. We bring you guests from diverse disciplines, scientists, activists, authors, educators, entertainers, and occasionally public officials. We seek to stimulate your curiosity, intellect, and passion. Today's news from the natural world. Today is Thursday, January 31st, 2013, the 42nd day of winter. We're almost halfway, actually. 90 days in a season, roughly, and three more days will be 45. Pretty cool. We have gained 2 minutes of daylight since yesterday, 23 since last we met last week. Days getting longer. The sun rose at 7:06 this morning. It will set at 5:11 this afternoon. We will have 10 hours and 5 minutes of daylight today. The moon will rise at 10:13 this afternoon. It will set at 9:02 tomorrow morning. We're 4 days past full moon. Next full moon is February 25th. Next high tides in New Rochelle, 1:17 p.m., Tarrytown, 12:17 p.m., Dobbs Ferry, 12:01 p.m., and in Yonkers in just about an hour, a little bit less, at 11:33 a.m. Now, a regular feature, names of American service members who have lost their lives at war. May they live on in all of our hearts. Sergeant Mark H. Schoonhoven, age 38, of Plainwell, Michigan. He was with the 4th Infantry Division. He was wounded by an IED, an improvised explosive device, on December 15th in Kabul, Afghanistan. He died January 20th, a month and 5 days later, at Brooke Army Medical Center at Fort Sam Houston in Texas. He's the only name that we have today. Fortunately, this one American serviceman was alive until 4 days before our last broadcast a week ago. One too many, but gratifying that the number of casualties has diminished dramatically. Each death is a great loss to their families and to all Americans. May they live forever in our hearts, and may this feature come to an end in the near future, because there are no more deaths to report. Time for the Culture Corner, my reviews of plays, movies, opera, ballet, museums, and what have you. Keep in mind that these are my opinions, and you have the right to disagree with them, because everyone has the right to be wrong. Fortunately, you do not have the right to be wrong today, because I have not seen anything to report on, so you get off easy this time. On the phone with us this morning is Sandra Prosnitz, attorney and occasional reviewer of ballet for this program, speaking to us from Riverdale. Welcome, Sandra Prosnitz.
Good morning, Bob.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you this morning?
I'm fine, thank you. And you?
I'm good. How's the weather in Riverdale?
Very windy.
Oh, yeah. This morning when I was out from my morning jog, it was extremely windy, but the wind was from the west, so it was kind of warm. And it was blowing me around a bit, though. I'll tell you, if it had been cold, it would have been cold.
Well, you know, I'm in a very windy spot anyway, so it's a little difficult for me to judge, but it looks very... I haven't been out yet, but it looks very windy.
Well, that's true. You're in an ivory tower where the wind whips.
Yes.
Okay, well, today what I'd like to do is I'd like to open the phones to anyone who would like to call in at 914-636-0110 to join the conversation if we say anything that piques your interest or curiosity, or if you would like to add something. Today, Sandy and I will be discussing immigration, gun control, war on drugs, and the Affordable Health Care Act. Now, if you want to introduce anything else, feel free, Sandy or the audience.
Okay.
And we will try to get to as many of them as we can. So the first on the list is immigration. Why don't we start there? The range goes all the way from some congressman said he'd only stop short at shooting people who are trying to come across the border. Another one, in fact, presidential candidate, that black pizza guy, I don't remember his name, who said that the fence would be electrified, a big fence with barbed wire. Sandy, what do you think about immigration? Should we just say everybody's here now is okay? Should we say everybody has to go? Or should we come up with some plan? What do you think?
Well, you know, as an immigrant who had no problem coming into this country legally, I have a lot of sympathy for the people who had a hard time getting here. And I think most of them are here because they wanted to make a better life for themselves and their families. And if they've been here a while and they've held down jobs and they're good citizens, citizens in the world sense rather than citizens of this country, they should be allowed to stay, and it should not be made too difficult for them.
So what do you say to the masses that didn't make it here somehow but have the same ethic and the same desires and hopes? What about them?
So somebody who has not made it across the border?
Yeah, let's say there's somebody who's just as good as these people that are here, and they went through due process, and they haven't gotten in because due process is either very slow or excludes them for some reason, and yet these others just hopped across the border illegally and they established lives here. How is that fair to the person who followed the rules?
It absolutely is not. But, you know, I think we have to deal with the reality. The people who are here are here, and I don't think it makes sense to deport them. Of course, one of the problems we always hear about are the families where the youngest children are American citizens and the older ones are not. Right. And sometimes they get deported and the family gets broken up, which is a horrible state of affairs.
Well, I know somebody who did the reverse. He owned property in Mexico, but you can't really own property in Mexico as a non-Mexican citizen. So he had his son or his daughter, when she was pregnant, go into Mexico to have their child born there so that he was a native Mexican citizen, so that when the time came, he could take possession of that property.
Yeah.
So doesn't everybody play those games?
Well, yeah, I suppose everybody does, but I'm not too sure how relevant that is. I think what it's more interesting to discuss is I think the most pressing problem is what to do about the people who are here, who, you know, they came in illegally, and okay, that was wrong, but if they've been here a while and they've made lives for themselves, I think they should be forgiven for that and given a chance to become citizens if they want to.
Okay.
Or at least have some legitimate status so that they don't have to be afraid of being deported.
Okay, and what about the fact that we have low-cost produce and we get our lawns mowed and we have nanny care and an awful lot of these illegal immigrants or illegal residents now are taking up that burden with no benefits, no Social Security, and low wages. And it's good enough for them because it's better than what they could get in their home country. We're saving a bundle. I mean, would you like to spend $2 for an apple because somebody, a union guy, picked that apple?
Well, I'm not sure what you're suggesting. Are you saying that we need to leave the status quo so that we have cheap labor?
No, I'm not saying that we should leave the status quo. Definitely, we should firm it up and have a really strong, effective, enforceable immigration law. But I'm just saying one of the factors that even people who say, oh, we should throw them all out, even the very conservative, are still paying those low prices for produce and whatever else and other kinds of goods, because I've worked in factories where when immigration came to check it out, there were people running, jumping in the creek. They had to get away because they were not legal.
Right.
So we all enjoy those low price things. I mean, we also buy so many things from China because of low prices. We shop for price, many of us.
Of course. And as far as the low produce is concerned, a lot of the people who come in and pick crops in the fields and people like that are in a different category, because I don't think that they're people who want to settle in this country. They come in and they do the work and they go back, as I understand it.
Okay.
And I think they should be given some sort of legal status so that, you know, they don't have to spend their time in this country in fear that they're going to be sent back. And if that costs us a bit more money for the produce, I think that's a fair trade.
So you're saying that my stereotype that they were all cotton pickers and fruit pickers and nannies and gardeners and handymen is wrong, that maybe there are... are you suggesting that there are some actually professional people, doctors, lawyers,
no,
accountants?
I don't think any of those people come in illegally.
So who are these illegal immigrants? I mean, put a face on them. We think of them as Hispanic. I presume they're not all Hispanic, but we think of them as mostly Hispanic.
I think they are mostly Hispanic. I think they do largely perform the jobs that you were describing. And yes, if we make them all legal and give them all benefits and so forth, it's going to make things more expensive. But I do think that that's something that has to be done.
Okay, well... We'll take a little break here, but I think we pretty much tied that up. Let's talk about gun control when we come back, and then we'll get to health care.
Okay.
Okay, so you are listening to WVOX AM 1460 in New Rochelle, New York. This program is Environmentally Sound. I'm your host, Bob Levinsohn. My guest today is Sandra Prosnitz. If you are listening in Bonn, Switzerland, Boonton, New Jersey, Schaffly, near the Schaffly River in or near Baton Rouge, Louisiana, or in Homestead, Florida, you have logged on to www.wvox.com. You are listening live, and we will be right back.
World and national news three times an hour. Here's the latest update from Fox News Radio on WVOX Worldwide.
Fox News Radio, I'm Pat O'Neill. President Obama's choice as next defense chief now before a Senate panel confirmation hearing. Democrat Carl Levin noting some of ex-Nebraska Senator Chuck Hagel's credentials.
Senator Hagel would be the first former enlisted man and the first veteran of the Vietnam War to serve as Secretary of Defense.
But Republican Jim Inhofe says Hagel did oppose Iran sanctions years ago, and
I was helping circulate a letter that was for solidarity for Israel. There are only four senators who wouldn't sign that letter. He was one of the four.
If confirmed, Hagel would be the only Republican in the president's cabinet. Cleanups underway in Georgia after a blast of severe weather with at least one tornado.
I teared up a couple of times. It just hurt to see this kind of damage.
Adairsville, Georgia City Manager Pat Crook. Consumers boosted spending in December at a slower pace, while income grew by the largest amount in 8 years. Fox News. We report. You decide.
Hi, this is Rob Baker from the Financial Forum. Are you wondering what's going to happen in 2013 in terms of your finances? Well, we've had slow economic growth, we've had choppy markets, low interest rates, crisis in Europe. If you'd like to learn more, Well, come to our complimentary seminar. It's called A Time for Action, What's Happening in 2013. We're going to help address what Wells Fargo's advisors and top strategists have forecasted for 2013. It'll be Wednesday, February 6, 2013, from 1 to 3 at La Reserva Restaurant in Boston Post Road in Larchmont. Now, there's no cost or obligation. Reservations are required, so please give us a call. Talk to Lorraine at 877-342-8371. See you there.
This is the authentic voice of the people.
It's a community station.
AM 1460, WVOX.
WVOX.
We are back. We're speaking with Sandra Prosnis. Sandra, let's get on to gun control. Before I give my views, why don't you give yours? What do you think is going on with gun control? What should go on?
Well, I would like to see really strict gun control laws in place. This is something I have a lot of trouble with because I really don't understand the attitude toward guns in this country. We seem to have a love affair with them, which I don't think any other country has.
Well, in fairness, women don't have the same love of them as men do, so you wouldn't understand that necessarily as a woman, although Debbie is making a face, so maybe she understands. No.
Well, if you recall, the last massacre was performed by the son of a woman who had a substantial gun collection, so
okay.
Certainly there are some, although I'm sure it's more of a man's thing. But I would very much like to see assault weapons banned, which, you know, everybody is saying is going to be difficult. And they've also talked about limiting, is it high-speed ammunition? You'll have to help me out with
that. No, it's high-capacity magazines where you might have 15, 20 rounds that you can fire without changing, without reloading.
Well, I really don't understand why any private citizen needs a weapon like that.
Well, look at guns as toys. It's a toy. You go out and you play and you pretend you're a soldier or whatever it is, and you bang, 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 and I don't know, you probably run around in the weeds, and it's like a toy. It's just like a toy, and the more you can shoot, the more you look like those Bruce Willis guys and the...
Well, that's part of the problem, isn't it? We glorify violence.
Well, maybe so. Okay, so are you one of the most left-wing, let's say, I don't like the term, but I don't know what else to call you.
And on this issue, I don't mind being called extreme left-wing.
Okay, but would you say that all guns should be banned? I mean, where you come from in England, even the bobbies don't carry guns. Bobbies are police
I think some of them are starting to, but I like that, and I would like it very much. But again, I don't think people would join the police if they couldn't carry guns around, because a large part of the attraction is the swagger and the power that having weapons gives them.
Well, do you think it's a deterrent when the police have weapons? Or do you think more criminals would stand up to the police if they knew they were not armed?
I don't know.
Okay, possibly. So let's leave that.
Especially if we had an unfortunate situation where the criminals could get hold of guns and the police didn't have them.
Okay, but let's leave that, because that's not going to happen. The police are always going to have guns. But would you say that no private citizen should have a gun except carefully controlled hunting weapons and possibly self-defense weapons, if they're something like the New York City law, where you have to prove you actually need it in your job or your residence or something?
Yes, that's what I think.
Okay. As opposed to the NRA, which says that everybody should have whatever they want.
Well, yeah, those are the two extremes. But, you know, you get a law like that Stand Your Ground law, which led to Zimmerman killing that black kid. And if you have laws like that, you're going to have things like that happening. You're empowering the people who probably shouldn't be allowed near a gun. The very most I would say was that maybe you need a gun to defend your home. But other than that, I would say that private citizens should not have guns, except if they want to, if they want hunting rifles.
Okay.
Something you know. I can't really disapprove of hunting since I enjoy eating the meat.
Well, the meat can be just slaughtered in a slaughterhouse.
Yes.
Okay.
But if people want to hunt for meat, I don't find that objectionable. But anything beyond that, I don't understand trophy hunting, and I most certainly don't understand wanting to swagger around with a gun on your hip.
Yeah, I guess you don't. But I am a gun owner, and I do feel a certain way when I carry a gun. And my fear is that people who don't have my responsibility, my sense of propriety, responsibility, will have one. Now, for me to have one is okay because I just, like you say, the swagger. I believe we have a phone call, Debbie. Caller, you're on the air.
Yes, it's Mr. Cam.
Hi, Mr. Cam.
Right. We ought to start to move toward the culture of the Western world, which allows people to hunt, but nobody has access to handguns. The idea that everybody defends their own home, this is a John Wayne. This is the frontier. This is the old-fashioned culture which Republicans have been recycling because it gets them votes, and they sort of are carrying the day here. So we need to indicate that this old-fashioned reactionary culture with these old reactionary WASP small-town values is not what we want, and it doesn't work in a big city. We can't have a shootout where women come on and say, what if 15 people invade at one time and want to rape you, therefore you need repeating weapons to cope.
I haven't heard that.
This was on the radio.
Really?
This was on Weinstein. Was interviewing these people, you know, in the Senate hearing. And then some woman came on saying, you know, if somebody, a whole bunch of people invade, you need a repeating weapon. Sorry. To cope.
Well, actually, fully automatic weapons are banned. You can't get a machine gun. You have to pull the trigger each round, but I guess that's enough for them.
Well, it's not enough. Well, I guess maybe it is enough, but you can get off a lot of shots.
Yes.
With one pull.
No, not with one pull. You have to pull each time you fire.
If this whole idea, this is paranoia. Now, some people say only the paranoid survive in America, but, you know, Europeans don't fear their fellow citizens, and we shouldn't fear our fellow citizens. Women shouldn't feel, it's true, we have a lot of rape that they don't have, but still we should not fear that this is what's going to happen, and therefore we need arms.
So what would you say, Mr. Cam? Would you say that hunting rifles are okay and everything else? You pretty much like what Sandy says?
Yes, that's about it.
Okay. Okay.
I think that was very well put, and I appreciate it.
Okay, Mr. Cam, thank you very much. My particular take on gun control is, sure, you should have lower capacity magazines. I believe shotguns can only fire, I think they can only hold three and one in the chamber. I don't see why all weapons shouldn't have a similar regulation. Background checks, however, are the big thing, and the NRA is very much against background checks. I don't quite get. If they want people to have guns, do they really want irresponsible people who would fail a background check to have a gun? I mean, does that make any sense to anyone? Okay, so now the NRA, let's just say something about the NRA. They spent $32 million in 2012. $32 million to get their way. They supported 69 candidates. 56 of those 69 were winners. Of their campaign contributions, 88% went to Republicans. And negative spending, they spent $18 million on negative spending, and $15 million of that was to try to defeat President Obama. So that's who the NRA is. They seem to be out of control. Now, even someone who appreciates guns, likes guns, and has no problem with responsible people having guns, like myself, I think they're off the wall. Now, what I would add to that is that every gun that comes off the line should have a ballistics check or a built-in ballistics code. that every round that's ever fired from that weapon should be easily identifiable as coming from that weapon, and should make it very easy to track. And it should be a crime, enforced crime, to transfer a weapon from your, or a tool, if you want to consider it a tool as in hunting. If you sell a rifle and you don't get the name and do the background check on the person you sell it to, that should be a crime. So I would go further than this law. But still, I like to have guns. I like to shoot guns. I like to feel guns. I like to clean guns. I like to look at bullets. You know, I'm a gun guy. But I don't want just anybody having one. So does anybody else have anything to say about guns? Or we have about 2 minutes. We can go to healthcare. Sandra, why don't you give us a bit about the Affordable Health Care Act, which others may recognize as Obamacare, but the proper name is Affordable Health Care Act. What do you think about that?
When I first came to this country, my boss said to me, oh, in England you have socialized medicine. And that somebody could think that was a bad thing was a totally foreign concept to me.
Well, are you a socialist?
I tend towards that, yeah.
Uh-oh. If we had more time, we'd probably get a flurry of calls. But well, you don't think that the whole universe should have should get all the health care they want, right?
Well, it's got to be, obviously it's got to be regulated in some way so that the people who need it get it, and there isn't a lot of money spent on all kinds of unnecessary things. But yes, I do approve of universal health care. I do think everybody should be able to get a basic level of care. And the only surprising thing is that it's taken this long for a developed country like this to have any form of health care.
Well, do you think that the government should own all means of production? You said you tended towards socialism.
You know, I'm not enough of a political thinker to answer that. But, you know, I do definitely approve of the socialized programs that we have. I mean,
Some of them, sure.
And now I'm a Social Security recipient and a Medicare recipient, and I very much appreciate that I get those services.
Okay, Sandra, thank you very much for joining us. We have to sign off, and thanks again. I'd like to thank Sandra Prazas for sharing the airwaves with us today. Always good to have a rational perspective in this often irrational country. Our thought for the week, we need Congress to act on a comprehensive approach that finally deals with the 11 million undocumented immigrants who are in this country right now. Stay tuned to WVOX, your quintessential community radio station, the flagship of Whitney Radio, the best small station in the world. I don't know if Howard Sturman is here. I do not see Howard Sturman. Thanks to Bill O'Shaughnessy. Thanks to Don Stevens. And thanks to Debbie Schechter, who you may not know, is also a sports writer for the Journal News.
When the boss starts stressing you out.
Can you remind me what I pay you people for?
Turn us up and drown him out. AM 1460, WVOX, New Rochelle, and WVOX Worldwide.